This happened during one really cold night in the winter. It was well below freezing, and I lived in an apartment and drove an older car. I had had the car for a long time, and I knew that I had to start the engine a lot in the winter. If it was really cold and I didn't start the car at least once a day, sometimes the battery would die. So on this night, it was especially cold, and I had used the car earlier in the day, but it had been hours. I didn't want to take any chances, so I decided that I would run the engine for a little while before I went to bed. Now, it was probably like 11 p.m. or so at this time. I left my apartment and walked outside to the parking lot. My car was parked in front of my building, and several other cars would park there as well. There was an underground parking garage, but it costed extra money each month to park there, and I didn't feel the need to get it. So when I got outside, it was very cold and very quiet. Even though I was wearing my winter coat, a warm hat, and gloves, I was still somehow freezing. It was even kind of hard to breathe with the wind blowing cold air in my face. I got inside of my car and started up the engine. It started, but it sounded like it just barely started. I realized I had definitely made a good choice on coming out here. Usually, I think you're supposed to run your engine for like 10 minutes or so at least, but I'm honestly not sure, and it probably depends on the vehicle. So as I sat there in my car, the heat obviously wouldn't work much until the engine warmed up a little. I was freezing, and I didn't want to sit there in my car for like 10 minutes. So I had the idea to go for a little drive around the area. That way, the engine would warm up faster due to driving, and I wouldn't just be sitting there bored. So I backed out and headed out of my apartment complex. My apartment has a little walking trail behind it, and then a woods, and on the other side of the woods is a neighborhood. In front of my apartment complex is a somewhat quiet road leading to a busier one. My plan was to just drive around maybe the neighborhoods behind my apartment for like 10 minutes and then go back. So after I left, I took a right and then went down a ways and took another right. After going down that street, I was in the neighborhood over there. It was a lot of different roads with houses on them. Now, it wasn't like a super populated neighborhood. They had a little bit more space, with some woods and larger sized properties. I started driving down a few of these roads, and nobody else was out driving or anything, which was to be expected. I was mainly paying attention to the heat in my car, waiting for it to warm up. If I started to feel it warming up, that meant the engine was warming up. I remember that I was driving through an area between one neighborhood and another, where there was a lot of trees. That's when I saw a man emerge from a woods area, walking through the snow. He then stepped out onto the street and stood in my lane. He was a ways up, but I started to slow down. The guy was wearing a really big coat and was dressed for the weather. He had gloves and a hat and what looked like snow pants on as well. He was just standing there in the middle of the road now. At first, I thought he was just going to cross the street, but he wasn't. It was unclear why he was standing there. It seemed pretty strange to even be out at this time and in this weather. I had to slow down all the way to a stop to wait for this guy. As I was stopped there on the road, he looked at me and kind of waved me over. The guy seemed sort of strange, and I wasn't sure what he was trying to get me to do. As I sat parked there, he began walking over to me. Then he walked to my driver's window as if he wanted to talk to me. I rolled my window down and was honestly surprised that that even worked. When the temperature got this cold, sometimes the window would be frozen shut. After my window rolled down, I thought that the man would talk to me and explain what he was doing out here or something. Instead, as soon as I rolled the window down, he started to aggressively reach inside of my car. It seemed like he was going for my keys in the ignition. As a reaction, I tried to bat his hand away. Then I stepped on the gas and went forward. The man had to take his hand out of my window, and I drove away from him with him standing on the side of the road. I figured that's enough driving around time for me, and I headed back to my place. I was extremely close to my apartment, just on the other side of it. I drove back around to the front and then entered the parking lot. Then I got back to my parking spot where I typically parked in. I turned the car off and got out. As soon as I did, I noticed the same man. He was coming out of the edge of the woods behind my apartment building. It was pretty far away, but the woods that he was coming out of was not very far at all from where I had seen him. I didn't realize that he probably could see where I was going, and I wasn't even that far away. I hurried and ran for my apartment door as I saw the man starting to walk closer to me. I made it inside and then went up to my place on the second floor. When I got up there, I went to my window and looked out into the parking lot. There, I saw the man was now standing at my vehicle outside of it. I watched him try to open the door, which was locked. I called the police and reported the incident. When I went back to the window, though, the man was gone. The police came out and talked to me and said that they would keep an eye out for the guy. Luckily, he wasn't able to break into my car or anything. I never saw him again after that. I'm not really sure what he was doing outside, but I'm really glad that I got away from him. This happened when I was driving home from work about a year ago. It was very late at night, and I was driving on a quiet road. It usually took me about 20 minutes to arrive back, and this drive was going just like any other. After I exit the highway, I drive on a quieter road for about 5 miles. This road has mostly wildlife on both sides. When I was driving on this road, I saw blue and red flashing lights up ahead. I assumed that the police had pulled somebody over or something. The closer I got, the more I could see. Soon, I realized that there was somebody also standing on the side of the road. This person was wearing a safety vest and looked sort of like a police officer. I slowed down and soon made it even closer. The car with flashing lights did not appear to be a police vehicle, though. It seemed like a regular car, but just had the flashing lights on it. The man standing in the road started walking across as I got closer, and I slowed down even more. He then motioned for me to stop, so I did. I was very curious as to what this was. This particular area was very rural, and there was just kind of woods on both sides of the road at this point. After stopping, I rolled down my window to talk to the guy. He had dark hair and was wearing a black cap and a black jacket with the vest. He also had a flashlight and shined it at me, which was super bright. He said hi and then told me his name, but I forgot what it was. The man spoke kind of fast and told me that they were just conducting some searches around here. Apparently, it was going on in other nearby roads. I wasn't really sure what he meant, and I asked him why. He said because there had been some criminal activity in the area. I asked him if he was the police, and he told me no, he was not the police, but he said he was working with the police department. Then the man asked me if he had consent to search the back of my car, and told me to unlock the back doors and trunk. He started moving back, and was about to grab my back door handle. I said no, and then slammed my foot on the gas, driving away from him. I heard him telling me to wait as I left him standing there in the middle of the road. I knew the guy was clearly running some kind of a scam. Who knows what he was going to do if I unlocked the car for him? He didn't give me any real details, but just skimmed over everything. I immediately dialed 911 and reported him to the police. I was told that an officer would go to the location and check it out. After that, I finished my drive home. I made it back, and I really hope that nobody else stopped for the guy. I'm not sure exactly what his plan was. To say there was illegal activity in the area was so broad. Unless he was talking about himself, it seemed like a terrible lie to get me to open my doors. Since then, nothing like that has happened, and I really hope that the police found the guy. This story took place a few years ago now. I know looking back that the situation could have been handled better on my part. I feel sort of dumb even telling it, but I want other people to hear it, so maybe they learn from my mistakes. I was 19 years old and was at my parents' house. My older sister and her boyfriend were staying over, and we lived in a very populated neighborhood. There are lots of houses on my street, and many other streets nearby as well. Our house is sort of at the end and probably the biggest one. So we were hanging out one night and our plan was to get pizza. My mom made the order and I offered to go pick it up. I had recently gotten a new car and I really enjoyed driving it. I know that we could have had the pizza delivered, but we would always just go get it. The pizza place was just a little over 5 minutes away, so it wasn't a big deal. Plus, we could save money on the tip. So I left the house at some time after 7 p.m. The sun had set and it was pretty dark out by now. I went out to my car and was parked at the top of our driveway. Then I backed out and into the street. As soon as I finished backing out, I saw a car parked on the side of our street with its headlights on a little ways back. There were not a lot of cars parked on the side of the street typically, but it was also not that uncommon. When I started driving away, I saw the car start driving as well, but behind me. I approached the stop sign at the end of our street, and when I reached it, the car was right behind me. I turned, and so did the car. It was the close following distance that really made me take notice of it, though. I was driving the normal way to the pizza place, and when I made the first turn, the car behind me did it as well, but like right up on my bumper. I continued down the street a little ways, and at the next turn, once again, the car did the same thing. That's when I went from thinking maybe it was an overly aggressive driver to somebody deliberately following me. I had absolutely no clue why anybody would want to follow me, though. I turned again and sort of pulled over to the side of the road. I wanted the car to go around me, but no. Instead, it started pulling over as well. Then I started to panic. I had no clue what to do, so I got out my phone and I called my mom. When she answered, I told her that I was being followed and I wasn't sure what to do. As I was talking, I kept making random turns and the car would do the same. I was kind of trying to lose the car, but I wasn't doing a very good job. My mom told me to come back home, and if the car was still following me when I got back, she would call the police. So I kept driving and now headed back for home. It took about 5 minutes or so, and the car was behind me the entire time. When I got back to our street, I pulled into the driveway. The car did not pull in after me, but instead drove a little ways down. It appeared to park in the same spot that it was at before on the side of the road. After I parked my car, I got out and sprinted for the front door. I got back inside and then showed my parents from the window where the car was. It was still parked there. We couldn't quite see the license plate though, but we called the police. About 5 minutes later, the car drove away. When the police got there a little while after, it was gone, and I talked to them and told them my story. We were all very disappointed that the car had gone away, and after the police left, I was really nervous that it would have come back. After that though, I never saw it again. Looking back, I should have drove to a police station when the car started following me. I could have called the police as well. I probably shouldn't have gone back home, but I guess the car already did know where I lived. I'm still not sure exactly what was going on there, though, or what he wanted from me. This happened when I was driving to work very early one morning. It was probably a little bit after 5 a.m. and very dark and quiet outside. I enjoyed driving to work this early because of that. There was hardly anybody else out, and it made driving easy. Well, I work about 15 minutes from my house. I don't really take any major highways to get there, though. It's mostly just quieter roads. After leaving, I drove the first 10 minutes no problem. As I was driving on a quieter road, which would go all the way to my work, I saw a guy riding on a bike up ahead. He was riding sort of on the side of the road. This road had two lanes, one going in each direction, and not much of a shoulder or anything. So the guy on the bike was like sort of on the line. I was planning to go into the oncoming traffic lane to pass him, because nobody else was out driving or anything. There wasn't another car in sight. When I got closer to the guy riding the bike though, he moved to the left. Now he was driving right in the middle of my lane. I slowed down, and when I got closer still, the man moved over some more. He was kind of starting to swerve all over the place, and I wasn't quite sure what he was doing. It all seemed very controlled though, not like he didn't know how to ride the bike or something. It was like he was trying to swerve around. I was now going at about the same speed as he was, very slow. I moved over to the other lane, but then he moved over as well. He was going back and forth between lanes as if he was trying to block me. It seemed like there was no way I could safely pass him, so I just drove slowly behind him and waited for him to move. Either he had no idea that I was here, or he was purposely trying to block me. After following him at a snail's pace for like 2 or 3 minutes, I finally honked at him. He was going to make me late for work, and I couldn't take it anymore. After honking, he still didn't move. He remained in the middle of the road and actually gave me the middle finger. He didn't turn around, but just stuck his hand up in the air. So clearly he knew that I was back here, and I wanted to get around him, but I guess that he was just trying to be a jerk. So I continued behind him now for about another minute. There was a stop sign up ahead and an intersection. I would have the option to turn right, and I took it. Now, I wasn't quite sure where this was going exactly, but I was pretty sure that I could still get to work this way. After turning right, I then took a left. I figured that if I found another road soon going left, I could reconnect with my original road. Then I would almost certainly be ahead of the guy on the bike. So I drove for a few minutes, and then was able to connect back with the road like I had planned. When I did, I was just a little ways ahead of the biker, and could see him a ways behind me. I drove on this road for less than a minute before my workplace was up on the right side, though. I turned into the parking lot and parked my car. Luckily, I had just made it and wasn't late. Right after I parked, I saw the biker going by on the street. He looked at me the entire time, but didn't do anything. Then I went inside to work. The workday went on as normal, and I don't leave the building at all when I'm there. Hours later, when I was leaving for the day, I walked out to see that my car was all scratched up. It appeared as though somebody had keyed it, and I thought I knew exactly who it was. It had to be the guy on the bike. For whatever reason, he was trying to make me mad, and then when I honked at him, he got mad. I couldn't believe it. Unfortunately, there wasn't much that I could do. There was no security cameras in the parking lot, and nobody saw him do it. So sadly, I had no proof. I also had no idea who exactly he was. I got my car fixed, and after that, didn't see the biker again. I don't work that job anymore, but whenever I think about it, I think about the biker story. This took place several years ago. It all started one night when I was driving home from work. It was rather late, I think a little bit past 10 p.m. My job back then was almost 30 minutes away, and I lived in a house that was a little bit out there. It was sort of far from the city, and lots of woods and country land. So this night, when I was driving home, I was on a quiet road just a few miles from my house. I saw a man on the side of the road sticking his hand out like he was hitchhiking. It was one of the most bizarre things that I've seen. It was just so unusual to see a hitchhiker there. I had never seen one before. How did the man get here if he was hitchhiking? There wasn't even a sidewalk. Obviously, I wasn't going to give him a ride, and I passed him. He did look at me and wave, and he really wanted me to stop, but I would have had to have been crazy to do so. Shortly after, I made it home. Now, fast forward a couple of days later, I was out driving again. I wasn't coming home from work this time, but instead went to the nearest grocery store to shop. It was nighttime, but not very late, maybe like 8 o'clock. As I was leaving the store and about to merge onto the highway, I saw the guy standing on a sidewalk. At first, I didn't remember him, but when I did, I couldn't believe it. He was still here in town. I was thinking, what are the odds of seeing this guy again? After that, I went home. Now, fast forward one more time to a few nights after that. I was coming back home from work late at night again. My work schedule was all over the place back then. I never really knew what time I would get off of work, and I was also scheduled at all kinds of different hours. It was very unpredictable. So I was driving home, and had made it all the way to my street. It's a very quiet street, and the yards are large and heavily wooded. The houses are spread out, sort of by a lot. It's a very nice place to live if you value privacy. But when I was driving down the street, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the hitchhiker again, and he was actively hitchhiking. He looked directly at me as I approached and was waving at me. The guy had a backpack on as well, and I actually almost stopped just to ask him what on earth he was doing out here. I knew he didn't live on my street, and I didn't think that he lived around here at all. If he did, I have no clue why he would be trying to hitchhike. I had a bad feeling about him, so I just passed him by. Just seconds later, I arrived home and turned into my driveway. I drove up and parked, and then got out and went inside. I was puzzled by the strange man, but I brushed it off. I didn't think about calling the police on him or anything. When I worked late, I would also stay up really late. For me personally, it takes me a while to unwind after getting home. It's rare that I can just get home and fall asleep just like that. So it was probably like midnight, and I had been home for a little over an hour. I was in the living room eating something and watching TV. For whatever reason, I glanced out the front window. When I did, I saw a figure out in the yard near a tree. When I looked closer, I noticed that it was the same guy. My front yard is large and partially wooded. The guy was near the woods separating my yard from the street. I watched him just standing there, looking in my direction. I had no clue if he could see me or not, because it was really dark and he was pretty far away. I looked away to grab my phone, ready to dial 911. When I looked back, though, he was gone. Now, there were a million places that he could have went. I looked out of the window for several minutes, but saw no sign of him. I then went around just about every window inside of my house to see if I could locate the man. I couldn't see him, though. I figured, and also hoped, that he had left my yard and went elsewhere. Who knows what this guy was even doing? I tried to return to watching TV to take my mind off of it, but it was difficult. I felt paranoid that the guy would return. I was looking out of the window like every 2 seconds. Then, all of a sudden, somebody tried opening my front door. I jumped up and immediately grabbed my phone again. I looked out of the front window and saw the guy was standing by the door. I moved away from the window and called the cops. Then I tried to make sure that all of my doors were locked and everything. I didn't bother trying to communicate with the man in any form. I was told that the police were on their way and would be there in just a few minutes. Eventually, I checked the windows again, but the man was gone. He was no longer at the front door. I went around to every window again without seeing him. The police got there a short time later, and I figured that the guy had gotten away. I told them his description, and they offered to search my property. To my surprise, they found the man in my yard. He was hiding out behind my shed. And even more of a surprise, it turned out that he was wanted in connection to a robbery. The robbery was in another city about an hour away. I'm guessing that the guy was trying to get out of here, but didn't have a car or any money. That must have been why he was trying to hitchhike. I'm not sure how long he was staying in my town, but he sure gave me the creeps. I'm really glad that I called the police when I did.